Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to the Jesus Christ Underground podcast. I'm your host, Gary Roth. I want to say thank you again for tuning in, and I hope that the words we share tonight are helpful and meaningful to you. We've got another passage from the Old Testament, Leviticus chapter 19. If you'd like to turn your Bibles there, you can. Again, Leviticus chapter 19. I am reading another devotional entry from the devotional my son got for me over Christmas. It's been really helpful, and I really like today's subject and, you know, thoughts and passages. Well, let's just get into it. Enough about that ahs and ums, right? Hey, so Leviticus chapter 19, verses 13 through 18 is as follows. You shall not oppress your neighbor or rob him. The wages of a hired worker shall not remain with you all night until the morning. You shall not curse the deaf or put a stumbling block before the blind. But you shall fear your God. I am the Lord. You shall do no injustice in court. You shall not be partial to the poor or defer to the great, but in righteousness shall you judge your neighbor. You shall not go around as a slanderer among your people, and you shall not stand up against the life of your neighbor. I am the Lord. You shall not hate your brother in your heart, but you shall reason frankly with your neighbor, lest you incur sin because of him. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against the sons of your own people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. That's the end of that scripture section. Fights between siblings have been going on since the dawn of time, since Adam and Eve's first son killed their second son. Not really a great start. A 2006 article in Time magazine explores the role of siblings in shaping how we think and act. From the time they are born, our brothers and sisters are our collaborators and co-conspirators, our role models, and they are certainly a cautionary tale. Now, in general, says psychologist Daniel Shaw of the University of Pittsburgh, parents serve the same big-picture role as doctors on grand rounds. Siblings are like the nurses of the ward. They are there every moment of every day. All that proximity breeds an awful lot of intimacy and a truckload of friction. Siblings between 3 and 7 years old engage in some kind of conflict 3.5 times per hour. Kids in the 2 to 4 age range top out at 6.3 or more than one clash every 10 minutes, according to a Canadian study. Now, getting along with a brother or sister, Kramer says very dryly, can be a frustrating experience. But as much as all the fighting can set parents' hair on their end, there's a lot of learning going on too. Specifically, how conflicts, once begun, can be settled. Siblings have a socializing effect on one another, Shaw says. Unlike a relationship with friends, you're stuck with your siblings. You learn to negotiate things day to day. Brothers and sisters emulate each other, and learning flows up and down the age ladder. How we interact with our siblings affects how we treat our spouses, our friends, and our coworkers. Perhaps that's why Leviticus 1917 virtually equates brother with neighbor. You shall not hate your brother in your heart, but you shall reason frankly with your neighbor, lest you incur sin because of him. Loving your neighbor can be tough, but most of us has had plenty of practice. Now, I'd like to get away from the written words here, and you see in each one of those verses, God ends it with, I am the Lord. That's how serious this is. The family dynamic is massively crucial. Flawed families create flawed people. Healthy families create healthy people. That's just the way it is. History proves that. Modern statistical record keeping proves that. Your own heart tells you that. I mean, the protection of the family unit is vital. And here in America, it seems that we do everything we can to attack the traditional family. But unfortunately, everybody seems to get that wrong. And, you know, everybody seems to think that they know what's best for their family. And, you know, we were better as friends. Listen, nobody wins in a divorce, okay? Nobody wins in a divorce. Nobody wins with absent or drug addicted parents. There's just a lot to be said. And all the evidence points to a healthy mom and dad raising healthy, well-adjusted children is overwhelmingly the best outcome. No family is perfect. It's not about being perfect, but a healthy family has conflict, resolves it in a healthy manner. There's proper punishment and proper reward, lots of love, lots of safety, lots of good, like I said, communication, and lots of growth. That's a healthy family, all right? And that's what it takes. So there's a lot of questions that arise from broken families. I was raised with my older brother, who was very abusive in a lot of ways. Mother was absent a lot working. My father was nowhere to be found. And every one of those people now is dead. So I'm left with a lot of questions, a lot of unanswered questions. But the one thing I know is, regardless of how you are raised, the things that happen to you, you are still in control of your mind. You are still in control of your heart. You can still find family and love and friendships and relationships. You can find a healthy church. You can grow in a healthy church. You can find a church family. Remember, time on earth here is short. Our time here is temporary. This is not our permanent home. Christ has gone to a place to prepare for us, and hopefully followers of Christ will meet him there. So thank you again for tuning in to the Jesus Christ Underground podcast. I hope that the words here today have been good. Oh, let us pray real quick. Father, please help us treat each other fairly and without sin. Please help families be healed and families to be healthy. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you again for tuning in. Hope to hear you or talk to you on the next one.